And then some of them, especially the lay disciples, might have remembered, might have recalled the story, again a famous story, some of you no doubt have read it or heard about it, of Kissa Gotami. In India in those days, as at the present, infant mortality is very, very high. And the story goes that a young woman, a newly married woman, lost soon after his birth her only child. And as mothers naturally tend to be, she was very, very much attached to the child. She couldn't believe that the child was dead. She didn't want to believe that the child was dead. And she took it in her arms from house to house, asking for medicine for her child to make it well. And she became almost crazed with grief. And the Buddha, we are told, heard about it. And people sent Kissa Gotami, in fact, to the Buddha, saying that he is a great physician. He can heal your child. So she asked him to help her and to heal her child, to bring her child back to life. So what did the Buddha do? What did the Buddha say? He didn't give her a long sermon. He knew that would be useless. She was crazed with grief. She couldn't listen to words of that sort. So he said, I will cure your child if you bring me a certain medicine. So very eagerly she said, of course. And he said, bring me just a few grains of sesame seed, but bring them from a house where none have died. So off she went, knocking on the door of house after house. And everywhere she went, yes, they were ready to give the sesame seed. But when she asked, has anyone died in this house, what did they say? They said, do not remind us of our grief. The dead are many, but the living are few. So from house to house she went, and at every door that she knocked, at every house from which she sought the sesame seed, she learned the same lesson, that the dead are many, but the living are few. Death comes to all. Death takes away father or mother or brother or sister, and she wasn't the only one. She wasn't the only one who had been bereaved. So eventually she came back to the Buddha and she just sat quietly at his feet. And the Buddha said, where is your child? Well, she didn't have the child anymore. She just left the child's body in the jungle. And she didn't say anything for a long time. And then she said at last, give me a refuge. And she became a nun. So this is another story which no doubt the monks, after the Buddha's death, remembered how sympathetic he was, how understandingly he dealt with Kissa Gotami, with this poor woman who had been bereaved of her only child.